Good morning, Masai.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing terrific.
How was that for you last night? It's with cameras, with microphones. Your child must be so exposed to that it's just that's what dad does, and where he goes, sometimes there are a lot of cameras and microphones, right?
Actually not. You know, like that was the first time, and I was a little worried. You know, like but he had just seen me at the game, and he wanted me to he wanted to be with me at the time. You know, and I am not usually one to do that. You know, but he's a good boy when he needs to be a good boy, and he's a terror when he needs to be a terror. So just like them all. So hopefully, I was happy he didn't act up.
I mentioned the culture change. We were talking about that with the team and how they would move the ball this year, but it's as much that when it comes to your Giants of Africa Day. So 4 years in now, for those that don't know, Raptors always granted a game on December 5th to coincide with the passing of the great Mandela. And I wonder what has been accomplished over the 4 years, and what have you still to get to?
The biggest thing, you know, I honestly is to keep his legacy alive, you know, and I know I'm not the only one to do it. There are many people that are doing it, but what a great man, the father of Africa, father of the world, you know, not very many selfless people like himself. So also with the youth, I just don't know that we shouldn't continue to talk about a man like that, you know, like with the new generation of youth around the world. He's somebody that we could learn from. So it's more about extending his legacy forever, you know, and next year will be a big year. He'd have been 100 years old, you know, like, and I'm so excited to celebrate that too.
Masai Ujiri, president of the Toronto Raptors, joining us. I want our listeners to hear these stats, and you'll know them, but I think it's so meaningful. I did the MLS play-by-play last week, and the Columbus Crew had four players from Ghana in the starting lineup at the same time, and that was unthinkable 5 years ago. But when I tell you 17 Nigerian players have or are playing in the NBA, 11 from Senegal, many more on the way from other countries in Africa, that was unthinkable when you were growing up. That was unthinkable a decade ago, and I've never heard even an American player American fan, Masai, be territorial and say, I don't want the game to be more global. Because you know the complaints are sometimes there in soccer and even sometimes with our hockey in Canada. But it's not. We want as global an NBA as possible, and it is still expanding, and it's awesome.
It's a transcending sport. Adam Silver, you know, like started with David Stern. Adam Silver has done an unbelievable job. We're continuing to grow this game around the world, you know, like paying it so much attention. And I had a great friend here yesterday in Amadou Fall, who could have been a GM, and he's gone and he's running NBA Africa. And they just continue to grow the game everywhere around the world. Yesterday, I was so proud. You have Serge Ibaka, you have Pascal Siakam, you have OG Ananobi, you know, from the continent on one team, you know, like, and making good impact, you know, like, not only on the court, but off the court, which I'm so proud of, you know, like, but it's not just Africa, it's Europe, it's everywhere. And Mandela taught us that sports unites people, you know, like that's just something that's there and would never go away. I don't care what anybody is doing in this world. I don't care what any negativity there is, you know, like there's just something about sports that brings us together, you know, like, and it's a wonderful thing. I'm proud, I'm blessed, I'm humbled, I'm honored that I have this opportunity with the NBA, and I have to spread it, or I have to be a voice, I have to give back. It's an obligation.
President of the Toronto Raptors, Masai Ujiri, joining us this morning. Your team wins again last night. They've been dominant at home. You wanted a different kind of basketball this year, and you've gotten it. If I told you, if I just took these three numbers out of the box score last night, and I told you in this game, Kyle Lowry had 10 assists, DeMar DeRozan had 8, and Fred VanVleet had 6, you would be happy and know that your team won the game and that they are performing the way you wanted this team to play this year.
Well, you know, everybody talks about the three ball, you know, like, but I think it's more concentration on moving the ball and then man movement, you know, that's even more important because we all know when the playoff comes, the game slows down, you know, like, and you have to go have other options. You have to almost have a plan B and a plan C and what's next, you know, and so. We had to change up. We had tried stuff for a few years, and we had, you know, some success, limited success. And now, you know, I think especially with the young guys coming, you know, like with habits and how you want them to grow, I think it's the way to go. And there's still plenty ball to be played, you know, like we're not anywhere close to. And we're still trying to keep up, you know, in the NBA. But in terms of progress, you know, hopefully slowly we continue to build as a team and even individually as players.
Masai Ujiri, our guest. Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. Like, I think people use words like satisfied and content. And I know you want to win a championship and bring that to Toronto. Your coach does, your players do, your fans want it. But when you think you've almost been here 5 years, there is a level of being satisfied and content and yet striving for more, if you know what I mean. Like, you can be a great high school teacher and every September brings new kids and new challenges, but you know you're good at it. Like, the Raptors fans are so happy and content and satisfied, but want more at the same time, don't they?
Yeah, no, it's to me, one of the things when I said culture reset, you know, like, and I mentioned it, was complacency, you know, like we can be complacent. We're not good enough. We have not done anything to be complacent. We haven't achieved anything. The goal is a championship, you know, like to build towards that, not to make the playoffs, you know, like, and in my opinion, is not to be top whatever in the East or no, the goal is to win a championship always, you know, like, and to me, last year there was a certain level of complacency from all of us, you know, like, I'm telling you, everywhere across the board, whether it was us in the front office or coaching or players or fans or everything, you know, like, you almost think that it's going to come to you, you know, like, and you expect it, but we need everything. I tell our players, I tell our coaches, I tell our staff that everybody needs to do their individual part. If conditioning is your part, go do it to the best if that's what you need to work on, you know, like, if working on plays or working on how DeMar is going to be guarded in the playoffs or what is going to happen here, or if injury prevention is your, go do it to the best possible way you can. That's why we try to hire the smartest people and the best people at what they do, you know, like, for our fans, cheer us on, you know, like, I feel our home court is an advantage, you know, like, come aggressive, come ready to cheer the team, you know, like, no matter what the circumstances are, you know, like, this is for us, you know, like, I just believe in Toronto. I believe in the teams. I believe in the fans. I believe in everything. And I believe, you know, like, winning and championships will come here, you know. I don't know when, but it's going to come, you know. Like, you can see it even with the other sports. So,
yeah.
I think complacency was something that was part, that comes, you know. It's a learning process. It comes with, you know, like, some kind of success. And we need to overcome that. We have overcome that and gone to the next stage where we have to go and challenge and compete.
We thank you so much for joining us, President of Toronto Raptors, Masai Ujiri. Have a great day and continue the great work.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me, and I appreciate you guys always having me on. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
It's no problem. By the way, can you give us a quick score prediction for Saturday, TFC Sounders? You want to put anything on the line here?
No, I know that I'm going to be there. You know, like, I hate predictions. I don't want to do anything to, you know, like, but, man, those guys are going to win, man. I love watching those guys, and I'll be there.
That's all our city wanted to hear from you. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you.